What did you do after you finished your training?
Immediately after we finished our training, we went to Nigeria. Main reason for that was that my husband was interested in paediatrics, and a paediatrician from London had set up a wonderful hospital. It was a Methodist missionary hospital in the middle of the bush, about 50 miles east of Ibadan, and they had 1,000 under fives a day, and they were all screened and treated by nurses until a very small proportion came through to the one paediatrician. I did medicine. I had a leprosy clinic and a TB clinic. There wasn't a specific diabetic clinic, and diabetes didn't feature very much because I think most of them probably died. We had a few people who were on tablets with diabetes, but it was the world of malaria and tetanus and rabies and was absolutely fascinating. We then came back to Edinburgh to do our pre-registration year, which was tremendously hard work. We got the first ever married quarters in the Western General Hospital in Edinburgh, which meant they put two beds into one room and the telephone rang twice as often. But it was very hard work. I used to think, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could only had to work between 6 in the morning and midnight and could sleep after that. It was really absolutely exhausting, but fun as well, lots of camaraderie. And after that first year, I did get what was called a senior house officer job in those days. It was the next step, and I did do that in endocrinology, which included diabetes. That was a very interesting time. And after that, I had my first baby. I wasn't off very long. I did have a 6-month break at that time, and then I wanted to work part-time. Those days there were really no part-time posts. Even in general practice, there were mostly single-handed practices and no question of part-time training. And in the hospitals, there were no part-time jobs. So I went back actually doing a locum for someone who was away, who had been starting up a diabetic clinic in the outpatient department at the Western General. And I built up that clinic with advice from a consultant, and I learnt a great deal over that period. Then I had my second baby, a shorter time off then, only 3 months, and then I didn't have a job, but I'd always wanted to work with Dr. Duncan in the infirmary, and Dr. Basil Clark, who also worked there. And I happened to meet Dr. Clark in Princess Street and said I was looking for a job. And that night, Dr. Duncan phoned up and said, oh, we'd love to have you. What I'll do, I will fix up with a drug firm that you get paid part-time by a drug firm. You'll have to do a little study on obesity, but that'll only take one session and you can do the other sessions in diabetes. And that's what I did. That was a study of drugs that we don't use anymore for obesity. It was in itself quite interesting. And the rest of the time I did diabetic clinics. And I loved it.